take that long twisty road to my fun home, knowing all my friends will be there. I've got a warm glow inside like the sun stove, warm my bones and heart when I get there. At the potluck, at the potluck, at the potluck, at the potluck, there's the filling in of the latest news. All the talk and laughter flow so easily, but near shoulder to shoulder's all I really want. Feel a part of something that is bigger than me. At the potluck, at the potluck, at the potluck, at the potluck, as we gather together in this special way, surrounded by my friends and family, sharing music, food, and laughter. I give thanks for the joy this brings to me. At the potluck. By my friends and family, sharing music, food, and laughter. I give thanks for the joy this brings to me. Take that long twisty road from my former home. Though I'm leaving, I'm still thinking of my friends. It keeps that warm glow and feeling inside of me. Till next time we all meet again. Potluck,
Dude's cornbread.
At the potluck,
Debbie's blackberry pie.
At the potluck, Carol's homemade bread.
Potluck,
naked in the sauna.
At the potluck,
kids running everywhere.
At the potluck,
barbecue tuna.
At the potluck,
fresh zucchini.
Potluck,
Tori's cobbler.
At the potluck,
Newman's tabbouleh.
At the potluck, let's eat.
Oh yes, oh yes. And I had to play the whole thing between my tears. Hey, folks. Welcome to Arts Live and Local. This is Carol. Very pleased to be here with you on a beautiful rainy day. It started out sunny. It's Pacific Northwest. It's KMUN in Astoria. And I've got a lot of special local folks here today. Want to send out some birthday wishes to folks who attend those potlucks or have attended them. To Sharon and Margaret and to Cheryl, finally hit 70. And to all of you out there in need of healing, body, spirit, mind, heart. And we're going to talk a little bit about poetry. And today I watched the interview, Trevor Noah and Commanda, I call her Commanda, Amanda Gorman, our 22-year-old wonder. And he asked her, why poetry? To touch and heal, impact as many people as possible. And she talked about, yeah, well, take a look at the base of the Statue of Liberty. It's not prose. It's not a mathematical equation. It's poetry. When we seek to consecrate ideals, poetry, at marches, and at the Brownsmead Thanksgiving celebration, which has been going on for more than 40 years, I believe that's older than one of my guests. First, let me introduce the older, and that would be one of our local poet laureates, Jim Dott. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Carol.
Jim has been our Brown's Meat Poet Laureate for, when did you start, Jim?
Oh, late 1980s, I believe.
Well, there you go. That's all the time, every year. We look forward to a new poem by Jim Dott. We don't know what it's going to be, but we know it's going to involve the natural world in some way, and then whatever he wants to do with it. As we stand around in a great big circle, anywhere between 40, 80 people, holding hands by candlelight, singing as Ned leads us, the circle may not be unbroken, not be broken, that is, the circle be unbroken. And then, one year when Jim couldn't come, and by the way, we make all kinds of announcements. I remember when Jim and Ann gave us one of their fabulous announcements about May Lee coming to join the Brown's Meat family. But one year, Jim couldn't come, and much to my surprise, but I'm sure not to everyone's, we had a younger poet laureate. Hey, Zoe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I'm so happy. Zoe Fenton turns out to be our other Brown's Meat Poet Laureate, and we are very happy. He's older than Amanda, but he wasn't, perhaps, when he started. And it was such a blessing. So, Zoe, do you remember not having Thanksgiving with Brown's Meat?
No,
no. You've always been a part of it since you were a year old.
Since memory was a thing.
There you go. There you go. And the new exciting part is, in addition to the annual poem, and this year we did have a poem and we did celebrate Thanksgiving, although it was online.
Cool, yeah.
We Zoomed it. We still had our poem, but something else came out, and that is a brand new book, or a chapbook.
Chapbook, yeah.
Yeah. A gathering, James Dott and Zoe Fenton, Thanksgiving Poems 2007 to 2020. So I wanted to ask you, Jim, have you always been writing poetry, and did having the gathering at Thanksgiving give you some kind of inspiration, or tell us?
Well, yeah, I've been writing poetry since probably preteens.
Mm-hmm.
And then in college, I took a few poetry workshops, and I've kept writing since then. And so when the opportunity came, I don't know exactly how it came up, but I think I offered to write a poem for Thanksgiving in 1986, I checked.
Wow.
First year. So,
did you have any idea that this would become an annual tradition? Was that your plan, or just, let's see what
happens? It just grew and stayed going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I figured I'd do it as long as, you know, there was a people wanted it, and we were having this kind of a gathering, and yeah, I didn't have any expectation at the beginning, but soon became a tradition.
Absolutely. So you're in it for life now.
Yeah.
When was the poetry at the River Theater that you were one of the organizers?
Late 1990s.
Oh, okay. So was the Thanksgiving poem one of your early public offerings?
Around here, yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Had you done it elsewhere as well?
I'd done some readings in Eugene when I lived there, and in Madison, Wisconsin. So, yeah, I'd done that.
So let me ask you what Trevor Noah asked Amanda. Why poetry?
Because not necessarily short, but it's shorter than fiction or prose, and it focuses more on the rhythm of language and the the musical aspects of language, the sound of it. So that's what draws me to it, one of the things that draws me to it. And it just is a form that works for me.
Have you written prose, et cetera?
Oh, yeah, I've written quite, not as much as poetry, but I've written some short stories and essays and so forth. So, and a couple of terrible novels that I've written.
Okay. But the poetry, you mentioned music, and we opened up the show with the Brownsmead Flats, with the song Potluck,
right,
which was written by John Fenton. Yep, same name. That's Zoe's dad. And I played it all the way through because I must admit, I'm honored that I got included, Newman's Tabbouleh. So, and we had all of the partners and players.
Yep.
And Zoe, what's your history with poetry?
Well, I was listening to Jim's, and mine sounds very similar, just with a few less years on the tail end. Pretty much started writing around 18. Took some workshops in college, and kept writing since then.
So
I think that's probably how it happens for a lot of us.
And tell us why poetry for you, as opposed to any other written form.
I think poetry is just, an artful form of paraphrasing the truth of the world. And so in that regard, it benefits all those involved, the writer and the audience, because we could all use a lot more truth.
Mm-hmm.
I think as far as Jim touched on the brevity of poetry, I think that's actually working towards its advantage in conveying the truth, because it takes away a lot of the muddle. Even Amanda's poem was how many minutes long, and it was beautiful, but it's hard to make every word true. And that, I think, is the goal of poetry.
So from what you're saying, I'm thinking it takes sometimes longer to write poetry when you're trying to say something, because you have to go for the essence. You have to cull away a lot of excess. Does that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely poetry for me is a process of revision. But it just depends. There have been long, wonderful poems. I would just say more power to their authors, because that's a hard achievement to portray truth for that long.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Jim?
Well, yeah, definitely. It takes a lot of work, even on a short poem, sometimes more on a shorter poem, to make sure every word and image counts.
Yeah, I'm thinking, Holocaust Remembrance Day, I watched a couple of films, and then there was a discussion with the director. And one of the films was about two survivors in their 90s. They created the Holocaust Survivor Band, one on accordion, one on drums. And it was a wonderful film, absolutely wonderful, with cutbacks. It had you in all kinds of emotions. But the director said they, and it was all over the world where they had performed, and he said they recorded something like 1,800 hours and had to bring it down to an 80-minute film. And I thought, oh my God, the editing is, almost... Well, probably does take as much or longer sometimes. Well,
oh yeah, it does.
Yeah. So, and am I right in saying that most of your work, Jim, touches on nature?
Oh yes, that's quite so. Yes.
Is that from your life? Because you've been a school teacher as well, working with children, and I don't know what you taught, whether it's everything or...
I taught everything, basically, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But is science and nature...
Oh, that's always been my draw, because I grew up, my parents were both outdoors a lot. My dad was a geologist. My mother was a naturalist, so...
Mm-hmm.
We spent a lot of time outdoors, and in the summers for many years, my dad led a field course for geology, so we were out camping all summer.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm.
I remember just reading something you wrote about your dad, the scientist. It's good he didn't have to be here to see what's happened. Yeah, that was a pretty powerful statement. So I was... impressed on page, whoops, I guess there are no pages.
It's just years and dates.
Yes, the 2009, you wrote without the wordsmith. And the first line, I had to laugh because I thought, what? What is he talking about? Because it says, without him, what do we do? And the H in him is capitalized. And I thought, oh, did Zoe suddenly decide to write a religious poem? And then I read on. So was that the first time you gave us a Brown's Meat poem?
Yeah, that was my first Brown's Meat poem. And of course, was referencing in capital the great master that I was attempting to step into his shoes. But yeah, I think if you read on in the book, you'll see I wrote even more religious poems, didn't I?
Well, folks, let's tell folks actually right now. Jim, why don't you tell folks how they can get this book? It's very accessible. What should people do if they'd like to get one of these books?
They should email me at writing on grand, that's all lowercase, all run together,
mm-hmm.
at gmail.com.
Okay, writing on grand. So that's where you've been writing most of your poetry these days.
Well, that's how to get a hold of me.
Yeah, okay. Jim lives in Astoria, and so does Zoe. I still live in Brown's Meat, but we all come together, whether it's in person or virtually. So I would love to hear a poem. Be sure to stay close, but not too close to your telephone microphone. And Jim, you want to give us a poem?
Yeah, I'll read the first one in the book, which is from 2007, called Of Wood. It's a villanelle, which means it has a little repetitive form to it, as you'll see. For beam or bowl, a fiddle, fire, each is filled with worth. Straight-grained fir, knotty pine, and spalted alder wood. Yet no wood lasts the constant turn and turn of earth. A tree is felled, and as a fallen log finds rebirth, is cut and planed for wood or split for firewood. For beam or bowl, a fiddle, fire, each is filled with worth. The uses of wood, both hard and soft, have no dearth. Fine, tight grains, whorled burls, each grew only as it could. Yet no wood lasts the constant turn and turn of earth. Ring by ring, rain, air, in streaming sun, build trees' girth. Cambium wraps each new year around old heartwood. For beam or bowl, a fiddle, fire, each is filled with worth. The old tree drops, comes undone, is now a place of birth, a home for beetles, fungi, voles, where the giant stood, and no wood lasts the constant turn and turn of earth. From wood a box where sound sings our sorrow and our mirth, a tree's stilled life held for a time gives back its good. For beam or bowl, a fiddle, fire, each is filled with worth. Yet no wood lasts the constant turn and turn of earth.
Mm. Wonderful. I do. I'm not familiar with types of poetry. Tell us again what that form is.
Villanelle.
I like it. I like that repetition, and also that speaks to your comment about the musicality of the poetry. Zoe, do you have a poem for us?
Yeah, I thought I'd read one that I just wrote yesterday. So it's not done, or I mean, it will probably change in the future.
But okay.
Yeah, it's called Street Scene. A whiskered man sits quietly on the raised wooden porch, with a knife in one hand, partial block of aspen in the other, creating through subtraction, making firmly something abstract, seeing forward in time with his patience. A young woman in the dusty street swings and bows her arms like a poppy rattling in summer heat, keeping time through movement, turning something abstract firm while affirming the abstract, creating place with her body and focus. A child on the roadside bangs two tin toys together, ecstatically reciting an ancient language, creating through instinct, even if that means smashing things, turning brown the box of colored clays, making without fear of repercussion, affirming something ambiguous. A slender young man at a patio cafe table stands, pouring from a bottle like a matador swings his cape, injecting life and death into an otherwise torpid situation, bleeding enthusiasm into empty cups, creating with confidence an affirmation through service, the most concrete of abstract. Behind an upper mullioned window, you'd be hard-pressed to notice, and who would want to be inside on such a delightful evening, sitting on the bed of an inn with a poet, never quite achieving affirmation, folding the paper over and over until it's strong enough to hold what he sees.
Mm. Wow. Very nice. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, Zoe. Thank you, Jim. How fabulous. If you just wrote that, then this is good news because it tells us that you also are continuing to write. Jim, what's the poetry scene in Clatsop County these days?
Sort of isolated. I know people are out there writing stuff, so we're just waiting till we can get together and share it in person, but that'll be a while still.
Well, I often share my poetry on my Instagram account.
Oh.
Yes, he does. Yes, it's true.
Which is Zoe.Fenton, at Zoe.Fenton.
Can you spell Zoe, please?
Zoe.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful, making it accessible to all. And, of course, Florence Sage recently had a coming out of her new book of poetry, and she gave a couple of readings, both virtual. But I saw her at the AAUW gathering, and her book is for sale at Riversea Gallery. This book that James Dott, whom I'm calling Jim Dott and Zoe Fenton published, A Gathering with a lovely Zen calligraphed circle around a gathering. And that speaks to I'm interpreting, that speaks to the circle that we stand together in. Thanksgiving Poems 2007 to 2020. And these are the Brownsmead poems. Jim, you have a couple of other chapbooks out.
Yeah, I have two other books out there, a little longer than this one.
And are they also available somewhere?
You can, yeah. If you go to your local bookstore, they can order them for you if they don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
Probably true now. The first one I did was called A Glossary of Memory. And then the second is Another Shore.
Right.
So they have ISBN, so they can be ordered.
So, James Dott.
I don't know. Locally, that would be better if you could do that.
Definitely locally. So contact Jim, though, at, tell us again, Writing on Grand, is that correct?
Writing on Grand.
At gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And, one of the other nice things about this is that if you do buy the book, part of the purchase price goes to the Brownsmead Grange. Keep it going so we can continue to keep meeting there.
Yeah.
So I just wonder whether things like the music and the poetry and, okay, no question about it, the food and the dance and the community that has been coming together for 40-some years in Brownsmead, what does that mean for you? Does it inspire poetry, or just is it a place for you to offer your poetry, or what?
It's both of those things, yeah. It's always a gift I want to give back to my friends and relatives, and so it's an opportunity to come up with a poem, I think, you know, that focus on that thankfulness. You know, and I thought, you know, I used to think, well, I can't come up with something new, but I've been managing to do it for,
yes,
since 1986. And
well, it reminds,
I've repeated myself too much.
No, not at all. It reminds me of Fisher Poets Gathering, which is coming next month, and we'll have some folks on from that, where some of the commercial fishermen have said that that definitely, it's a deadline, basically, and I'm thinking Thanksgiving is too. I need a poem. And one of the beauties that those of us who go to the gathering, we get a poem, and we also get a beautiful piece of art from May Lee, Robin Dott. So thank you for that as well. And
yeah, those are two deadlines in my life that I have every year for writing a poem. Once Thanksgiving and then around the solstice, Christmas, and Hanukkah times.
Okay, well, and they're both very close together. We need something for you in the middle of the spring, too. Well, you also publish in Rain Magazine quite a bit.
Yes.
And Zoe, do you have your poems out there somewhere else?
No.
Nope.
You gotta come to me.
We gotta find you on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. Zoe Fenton, that's Zoee. And James Dott, Dott. And I am so grateful to both of them. This little chapbook is such a joy. And if you can't figure any other way, get in touch with me, carol@coastradio.org. You can write to me anytime with things that in the arts that you think need a mention or a guest appearance on this show, and for information dealing with my guests. So congratulations to you both. With
you.
Much gratitude.
Thank
and
you, Carol.
I look forward to lots more poetry over the years.
Okay.
Okay.
Peace and love, everyone.
Peace and love. Okay. Thank you. And we have a song coming up from my next guests. This is from their debut album. Thanks for being here, folks. KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, coastradio.org or KMUN.org, or on your device at the TuneIn app. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. place to be, and we'll have only tears to cry when all the world's seas have died, and the moon shines on the moon.
Shines on. Wow, that's a powerful piece. It's from a brand new album. The album is Brian Foster and Fred Carter, known to some and now to all as Toasted. They'll tell you about that in a minute. I hope many of you were fortunate enough. We had a clear sky last night. What a blessing. We got to see that extraordinary full moon. And every year on the full moon at this time, there is a holiday. It is actually the new year of the trees. In the Jewish tradition, there are four new years. And the new year of the trees always comes on the 15th of the month of Shvat, which is the 15th of the month, would be the full moon. So this is a very powerful image in this song, and I understand it's written by Fred Carter and Chuck Witte, and welcome to KMUN, Fred Carter. Hello.
Hi.
And Brian Foster, hi.
Hello.
Okay. You're both there. I think that I have seen you. I'm sure I've seen you play. I'm not sure how much I've talked to you, although it seems like Brian's been in a few plays as well. So I've probably maybe even hosted you here on Arts Live and Local. But this is very exciting. First of all, a big congratulations to the two of you.
Thank you.
You've definitely made use of your time away from live performances. I understand you used to play every Friday night at North Beach Tavern on the Long Beach Peninsula. Is that?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah. I love it. They, as you can tell, folks, we're not in the studio. I'm in the parking lot, and they're each at home. And so if we have a choral response, that's just fine. Because you guys sound really good. I got to hear a tiny clip on the web last night, and then just today I listened to some of the music on the new album. You both sing beautifully and play beautifully. So you're not kids. Well, maybe you are at heart, but chronologically, you're not kids. So have you, let me ask Fred first. Okay. Have you been playing music all your life, and How did you and Brian come together? Or are you old friends?
I started playing guitar when I was 7.
Oh.
And I'm over 70 now, so it's been a while.
It's been a while. Okay.
I moved up here about 5 years ago, and Brian and I got in a band called North Coast Blues. I think you've heard of them.
Yes, I think I have.
Clint Carter.
Right.
And actually, we were, actually one time we came to your studio and did a song. I remember that.
Okay. So you were
that
on the
fun.
Show. Yep. Yep.
But then with us, when we broke up with North Coast Blues, we like each other, so it works out that we get to play together.
So had you been writing your own music, or were you playing traditional blues, or what?
I've been writing songs since the 60s, but I had put out a single album in 2016. But I've never done a group project like this, and it was just so much fun in the studio. It was just a blast.
So, Brian, what do you think? Would you concur with that?
Oh, yeah. Putting the album together was a labor of love. It was just a lot of fun.
Well,
I really enjoy singing with Fred.
So how did you put it together in the studio in these days of isolation?
Well, one track at a time.
Did you... But you wrote
6 feet apart.
Okay. But you had other musicians as well, right? Or was that added on?
No, we're the only musicians. I play keyboards, guitar, mandolin, and harmonica on the album.
Oh.
And Fred plays guitar and dobro guitar.
Oh. So all that instrumentation is just the two of you, huh?
Yes.
Well,
wow.
We can't say that, Brian, because... Don King helped us out a lot with his bass playing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Don King did the bass tracks.
Did he come into the studio, or did you add that in?
He did it at his own studio.
Oh, he's got the studio. That makes it a little easier, yeah. And do you both write music?
Yes.
So what happens? You write a piece... You write the music and the lyrics, or do you bring it in and work it over as a duo, or what's the process there? Any time, but especially now when there's so much challenge.
And most of the time, it's we write each of us writes a song, and we got some special people that wrote some lyrics for us. I think you could see that at the bottom of the CD cover there. Jan Bono and Chuck Whitty and Clint Carter all wrote some lyrics for us.
Well, can you tell us, Fred, about the song that I played, "The Moon Shines On"? Chuck. Yeah, that's a very powerful song, and very au courant.
I wanted to write a song about what's going on out there with the ocean, and I wrote a song, and then Chuck Whitty got a copy of the instrumental part, and he wrote a song.
Oh.
And we kind of combined the lyrics from mine and his into my song.
Wow.
So.
That's quite a process. Good for you guys. It's
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's, sadly, it is, I think, a very important statement. And I appreciate that people who might not want to read that kind of stuff can listen to your song and first just kind of move along with it and then start listening to the words and going, oh, my. Oh, dear. Yeah, we better get our act together. So what about you, Brian?
One thing in the process is that Fred or I would bring a song in, and we'd listen to it, and we'd both come up with our own ideas for it. Like in "The Moon Shines On," I was actually at the time studying piano with Barbara Polshock.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
And so I mixed some of that classical music into that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very exciting. It was a lot of fun, and... But that's usually the process. Fred will come in and play something, and then I'll go, well, what do you think of this sounding with mm-hmm. that, you know? And somehow it all works out.
This is such a rich relationship that you two have. Have you worked with other people in this fashion?
I don't think either of us have, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you were open to it? The time was right? How did it come together? It's a powerful thing because, as I said when I started, you're not kids getting together, hey, let's have a band. You're both mature in age. I can't speak for your personalities. I don't know either of you well, but you are local, so folks can. And when the world opens up again, I'm presuming that you'll be playing publicly again. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. If we can ever, yes.
It'll happen. It'll happen, and you'll have so much more material. But did you have an expectation? To me, this is kind of a sociological study, taking two independent musicians and bringing them together in this equal relationship, and it's turning out to be not just good music, but a joyful experience. So I think that's kind of magical.
Well, I can't speak for Brian, but I've been in several bands that did not work. And this is a joy to have one that we are so compatible.
It's just working with Fred is one of the easiest things I've ever done.
Well, we want to give a shout out to Bill and Sue Swenson, too, of the Peninsula Arts Center. And actually, it's because of Bill's sendings that I discovered. And as I mentioned to Brian, I think, what immediately drew me was the cover art on the album. So what's the story on that, Fred?
Well, I told you I had an album I put out in 2016, and my wife's an artist, and she did the cover for that. So it was just obvious I'm going to ask her to do the cover for this one, and she put out a pretty cool painting.
It is stunning. It's quite gorgeous, and I was thinking, gee, I wonder if it's a full-size painting somewhere, because...
Yes, in my office.
In your... Okay. So... in your office, I'm not sure what that means, but do you guys have day jobs?
No.
I'm working part-time, but he isn't.
Who said that, Fred?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you get to...
I work at the senior center.
Oh, okay.
So that's where you can buy one if you want to come get one.
And that's on the peninsula. Which town is that in?
It's in Clipson Beach, but that's... between Long Beach and Ocean Park.
So you basically just drive up the highway, and because it's really just one highway with lots of different names.
And it's right on the highway, yeah.
Right, there you go. So Clipson Beach Peninsula Center. So you can buy it. Where else can one get the album? We don't mention big, the A word or anything, but is there some way?
No, we don't have anything on the A word.
Okay, good.
You can get them at Bold, the art gallery.
Where is that?
You remember where the picture attic was?
Mm. Oh, did that take...
Just about a block away from the Peninsula Arts Center?
Right.
Yeah, and that's now called Bold.
Okay.
You can go get a CD there, and you can see Vicky's artwork there. So.
Excellent. And well, it's exciting because...
And they've also got it at Adelaide's, too, up in Ocean Park.
Oh, nice.
Another way is if you email me through the Toasted blog, or you could email me at brianfoss@icloud.com, and we'll get an album for you.
Great. And that's Brian with a Y.
Uh-huh.
B-R-Y-A-N. Okay, so... What's the story on the name? How did you come to that? I'm not saying a word. Go for it.
Well, we always thought we could call it, we play the Beatles and the Eagles, so we could call ourselves the Beagles.
Okay.
But then somebody said, well, why don't we call ourselves the Toasted Beagles?
Oh.
And we didn't think that would be appropriate for the ASPCA, so we just said Toasted.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I do like to give shout-outs and make a toast to things that are going on as we're performing.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Great. So so you might keep that name, is that right? Brian?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Okay. Brian had some other ideas as well. But
well, yeah, that actually was Fred's idea with nitroglycerin.
Yeah. Well,
The Nitro Brothers.
I think we want to, that would sound like you're about to blow something up, so you better be careful. I think we'll focus on good health, and the toasting part works well for that. So I want to toast both of you for putting this together. So now, did I hear correctly that Fred's got a recording studio?
No, that's Brian.
Brian's got a recording studio. Okay. And do you do the engineering, Brian?
No. We give the I give the files to Don King, who's No Script Studios, and he did the engineering.
And where is he? Also local, or?
Yes, he's local. He's in Ocean Park.
I love this. You got the whole peninsula rocking. And That's wonderful. So, Brian, how long have you been on the peninsula or in this area?
We first bought this home up here in 2013, and I was actually living in the Keys, and we'd come up here for the summer. And
That's 4,000 miles.
We moved here permanently in 2015 because the water is rising, and it's getting warmer down there.
Yes. The Keys is Florida, folks, in case you missed that part. Yeah. Well, I think that was a wise move on your part. So you're both really newer implants. You've been here 7 or 8 years, and Fred, you mentioned 5 years. And did you know that it was such a musical area when you came?
No, I
sure didn't.
So you were pleasantly surprised to find venues. Actually, the venues have developed over time.
There are so many awesome musicians on the peninsula and Astoria and Seaside.
Yep.
And it's just amazing.
It is amazing. And it's amazing, too, that the musicians are from all different genres. So including, you know, from classical to children's music with everything in between. And let me put a plug in here that KMUN Community Radio, I have to think, is part of that. We've been on the air since 1983 playing every one of those genres and giving voice to local musicians as well. So I like to feel that we're part of the mix there. Because Bill and Sue started on a slower basis, and now they're, well, before COVID, they were just moving right along and still keeping the flame going. And lots of venues have opened. Sadly, some will not make it past this year, but I think a lot of them will. And that's because people like you keep the music going. So what inspires you to make music and write these songs? Fred.
Okay.
I know. You sound too much alike for me. I have to.
It's just life. You know, anything that happens in life, you think about it and then you write it down.
Well, not everybody.
It's poetry, only then you put it to music.
Okay, did you hear my first two guests?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Yeah. Because that's, I think this this show is kind of organic. So not everybody writes, whether it's poetry or song or anything. And you think it's a good thing to do?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm not the greatest songwriter, but I love putting music together. And the music, to me, tells the whole story. You feel the passion behind it.
Don't let him kid you. He's got some great stuff on this album.
Now, who's talking? We don't know which one of you is talking.
Everybody
says they can't tell us apart.
No, your voices are way too close. So, Brian, who said, don't let him fool you?
Fred said
Fred.
Okay. So, Brian, you're doing some writing as well. And have you always written, and why?
I've written because of just about things that I felt about. And when we moved down to the Keys, I had to write about that. And love songs for my wife.
You know, I have no idea. I know Brian came here from Florida, from the Keys. Fred, where did you come from 5 years ago?
Well, 5 years ago, we came from Longview. But before that, we lived in Denver, Colorado, most of my life.
Okay. And did you work in the arts at all? Either of you?
No.
So this...
I had to raise a family.
Uh-huh. You mean you had to pay bills? Is that...
Yeah, there you go.
Is that what you mean? Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm certainly glad that you, both of you, chose to move here and that you found each other and that the venues exist. As I say, we have the Peninsula Performing Arts Center, and we have the North Beach Tavern, and we have lots and lots of places that will reopen. And in the meantime, is there anywhere where people can hear you other than on this album?
Boy, I
would have to say no.
No virtual performances?
No,
not at this time.
Okay, so give us the blog spot again, so people, or blog, I'm not even sure what the correct terminology is.
It's Toasted, TOASTEDD, two Ds, at blogspot.com.
Oh, but the name of the group is only one D.
Right, because Toasted was already taken.
Yeah, gotcha, of course.
So okay. I added another D.
Good. So Toasted at Blogspot. Excellent. Well, thank you both so much. And thanks for your music. Thanks for your good cheer. And I look forward to seeing you again. And check out their blog and the music and Vicky's art, for sure.
Well, we also had a backup vocalist with us. Her name's Julie Nelson. She did some harmonizing with us.
Okay. Good for Julie, and then we also had the bass player.
Yep, Don King.
Don King.
So all local folks. This is all local. My whole show today is totally, absolutely local. So thank you so much for everything, and thanks for joining me here on Arts Live and Local from the parking lot in the rain.
Thank you for having me on.
Okay. I got a little more music to go, folks. I did want to let you know that Hoffman Gallery the Hoffman Center for the Arts in Manzanita has poetry through Sunday. That's it. And Vaulted Gallery here in Astoria on Duane and 14th is closing. And this is the last weekend. They're having a big sale. And we wish them well. And... sad to see them go. And tomorrow night, the Sou'wester has Long Gone John live streaming. And the Bay City Arts Center has a live stream of John Stoll and Ron Sheps on Sax, 7 o'clock on Facebook Live. And I'm going to close out with some music by a good friend of ours. That would be Aaron Large Kaplan. And I want to also wish a happy anniversary to the Brownsmead Flats, Ned and Lulu Heavenrich. And again, happy birthday, Cheryl, one of our Columbia River Patriots. And please take care. And as Amy Goodman says, wearing a mask is an act of love. Big gratitude to KMUN staff and board and volunteers. CoastRadio.org, there's a donate button. Thanks for being here, folks.